היו חיי שורה 100 שנה ו-20 שנה ו-7 שנים, שני חיי שורה. Sorry, Mainu lived for 100 years, 20 years, and 7 years, the years of the life of Sora. So Rashi explains this pasuk to me, like, why does it say the amount after every unit? Meir Shona v'Esrim Shona should have said Meir v'Esrim v'Sheva Shona. So Rashi, Bas Kuf k'Bas Chof l'Chait, she was 100 years old, she was like a 20-year-old L'Gabe Averis, it was not yet Chayiv and Din, Bas Chof k'Bas Zayin, Yoifi. But then again, the Torah repeats Shnei Chayei Sara. What's the purpose of repeating Shnei Chayei Sara? Zakrashi Kulam Shavim L'Tayva. They're all equal and good. So I saw Rav Shimon Schwab stells it, like everybody stells it, what is the Torah adding with Kulam Shavim L'Tayva? You already said that at 100 years old, she was like a Bas Chof L'Chayt. When she was Chof, she had Yoifi. So what exactly are we adding with these words, Kulam Shavim L'Tayva? They're all equal in good. So Rav Schwab quotes a medrash. The medrash brings a pasuk in Tehillim. Yodea Hashem Yemei Tamimim. Hashem knows the ways, the days of the perfect. V'nachlosam lo'olam yihyeh. And their inheritance forever will be. So the medrash says on that pasuk, Hashem knows the ways of the Tamimim. Tzadikim, just like they themselves are Tamimim, just like they themselves are complete, their years are complete as well. What does that mean? So Schwab explains, says a regular person lives his life, so we go to davening, and we learn Torah, we eat him like Torah, and we do mitzvahs. But a good chelik of our life is spent on gashmius d'kinyonim. You know, we sleep for a nice amount during the night, and we take off time for breakfast, and for lunch, and for supper, and relaxation. So a good chelik of our lives is really spent on gashmius d'kinyonim. By tzaddikim, it's not like that. By tzaddikim, number one, they minimize the amount of the mundane. They minimize the amount of the eating and the sleeping. And also, even when they do it, it's all the shame Hashem. It's all the chelik of the avodah. Once heard from Avigdor Miller. Avigdor Miller said, a person is shy that a person could be mekayim a mitzvah with every snore when he's sleeping. If he goes to sleep, al das, it should give me koyach to be able to serve Hashem better the next day. He's mekayim mitzvahs with sleeping as well. So that's the pshat in the medrash over here. Yodea Hashem Yemei Samimim. Hashem knows the ways of the perfect. V'nachlosam lo'olam yihyeh. Tzadikim, just like they themselves are perfect, their years are perfect. There's no wasted time. Number one, they minimize on the gashmias. And even when they are Isaac in gashmias, it's all for a ruchnias dika purpose, so the days are complete. So Schwab wants to say that that's the pshat over here, Shnei Chayei Sara. The Torah is telling us over here, what kind of years were they? They were the years of a life of Sara Yemeinu. It wasn't stam years of life where she stam did mitzvahs and she was good. The years were full, just like Sara Yemeinu was perfect and there was nothing about her that didn't have Kedusha, so too her years were perfect. It was the Shnei Chayei Sara, the years of a life of Sara. There's a famous maisa by the Chofetz Chaim. The Rosh Yeshiva in Rad and Rav Naftali Trump, he became very sick. The Bachon were terribly shattered by this because he was mamish in a terrible matzav of sakana. So there were a couple of Bachon went around collecting time from other Bachon. Are they willing to give time of their lives to donate the same Rav Naftali? Some one Bachon gave a year, another Bachon gave a half a year, this one gave 3 months. Guys, it's piling up, you know, mamish. So one person came to the Chofetz Chaim to ask for a donation of time. Chofetz Chaim is thinking and thinking and thinking. The Bach is uncomfortable. He thought the Chofetz Chaim is the Ish HaChesed. Right away he would donate like a tremendous donation. He's thinking and finally he says, I donate 1 minute. The Bach writes down 1 minute and he walks away. He's terribly disappointed. He says, so 1 minute, Chofetz Chaim. So he asked one of the mashgichim there, you know, my, that the Chofetz Chaim only gives away 1 minute. So he says, you understand what a minute of the Chofetz Chaim's life is. Chofetz Chaim accomplishes in a minute. It's so saturated with Kedusha. He accomplishes in a minute what people don't accomplish in days. So for him to part with a minute is takish for everything. That's a major donation. That's what the Torah is telling us over here. They weren't stam years. They were shnei chayei sara. These were the years of the life of a Sara Yemeinu in the same way that she was perfect. Kach, Every moment was perfect by her. That's what the Torah means to be Moisif over here. Vayakam Avram al pnei Meisei. And Avram Avinu got up from the face of his dead. Vayidabra al b'nei ches lenei. Ger v'soyshav anoichi imochem. I am an alien, I am a stranger, and a resident amongst you. Tnuli achuzas kever. Let me have an estate for burial imochem with you. Ve'egvar ameisim b'lfonoi, and I will bury the dead from before me. So Rashi asks the question, ger b'soyshav is really an oxymoron. If you're a ger, then you're not a toyshav. If you're a toyshav, you're not a ger. What's ger b'soyshav? So Rashi says a few pshatim. But one pshat that Rashi says is, in tirzu, if you want, then I'll be a ger, I'll be a stranger, and I'll have to come on and ask you for rishus. Imloi. And if you don't want, I'll be a resident. I'll take it min adin. Shomli HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me, it's mine. So, the Magid, others ask the question, how does that work? Are you a ger? Then it's not yours rightfully. If you're a Toshav, it is your. Why is it dependent on how they act what you are? Imtirtzu, if you act nicely to me, then I'm a stranger. And then it's yours. If you don't want, then it's not yours. Then I'll take it. Then how does the Ratzon affect whether this land belongs to Avram or not? So the Dubna Magid says a marshal. He says there was a fellow that owned this vast estate, and he had a large fortified castle. One day he decided that he's going to move to a different country. He didn't have any children to give it to, so he gave it to a fellow that he knew. And he's away. He's overseas for a long time, many years. And then he decides finally in his old age, he wants to come back to his old house. So he comes to the house and he asks the fellow, can I stay here? So he thought it was going to be a matter of 1 or 2 days. Yeah, why not stay here? He stays 1 day, he stays a second day, he stays a week, he says a second week, a third week, a fourth week. And the guy says, I thought you're coming here for a day or two, a week. But enough already. You can't be here anymore. What do you mean I can't be here anymore? This is my house. It's not your house. You gave it to me. He said, what do you mean? This is my house. He said, it's not your house. I have a shtar here. I have a document that you gave me over this house. And they get into an argument. And he takes him to a dentist. He takes him to the Besdin. The Besdin hears the tainas of both people. He says, he gave me the house. It's no longer his. He has to get out. And he says, what do you mean? You know, it was mine originally. So Besdin says, let us see the document. So the old owner says, I want you to read that document carefully. They read the document, and they say, it belongs to the original guy. Get out. It belongs to the original owner. He says, what do you mean? He gave it to me. So in small letters it says, he said, I am giving this house over to so-and-so. But in small letters, it says, on the condition that he's not a mechutzif. If he's a mechutzif, then I'm not giving it. It says, Ein lecha chutz begedoy lemizah. He says, the guy gives you this vast estate. He's coming here, he wants one room to live out the last years of his life. All he wants, he's asking for a little thing, one room. And you have the chutzpah not to give it to him when you have this vast estate. Ein lecha chutz begedoy lemizah. House is not yours. The Nimshal is HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Eretz Yisrael to Abraham Avinu and to his children. Novas. He also left a provision that Canaan should have it for a limited amount of time, but Be'etzim belongs to Abraham Avinu. So if Canaan abides by the fact that it doesn't really belong to them, they'll use it, but they know that it really belongs to Abraham and they have to treat him as such. So that is theirs for the Vayrim. But if they have the chutzpah to take land that's not theirs and not to give anything to Abraham, and then they have no schus to it whatsoever. So that's the pshat. Imtirzu, hareini ger. If you want, I'm a stranger here, I'll beg you for it, and you'll give me this little shtickle Eretz Yisrael. Imtirzu, ein lecha chutz begedoy lemizeh. That's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind, and then I'm going to take it mikradah. This is the way the Dubna Magid learns pshat over here, this arrangement with the Kanani. Vayomer Avram el Avdoi, Zikan Beisoi, Hamoshel b'chol asher loy. Avram said to his servant, the elder statesman of his house, that ruled over everything that belonged to him. Simno yotcha tachas yirechi, place your hand by my thigh, and I want you to make a shvuah. It's a big shaila who Eliezer Eben Avraham was. Where did he come from? But apparently the consensus is that he stammed from Canaan. Either he was Canaan, or he was a descendant of Canaan. Either way, he was someone that had a klala. He had a klala, Aru Canaan. Canaan is cursing. So he started out with a terrible blemish on himself. Furthermore, there's a Mayudiki Gemara in Masechtas Pesachim. The Gemara says Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Kufi Gimel Amid Beis. What was the legacy that Canaan left for his descendants? Chamisha Dvarim Tziva Canaan as Banav. Five things Canaan left in his last will and testament. Ahavu Zezeh. Evu Zezeh, love each other. The Evu is HaGezel, love to steal. Evu is HaZima, love Znus, adultery. Sinu is Adenechem, hate your masters. Ba'al Tadabu Emes, and don't speak Emes. Mamre says, Givaldiye. Legacy to leave over to his descendants. So it means that the whole essence of this Mishpacha was Tomei, Mushchis, the worst possible mishpacha you can get. This is what a fellow leaves on his deathbed to his children. So say they have a klala. Say they have a legacy of tumma of hashchasa. And you see a chiddush gadol. Eliezer came from such a matzav. Say he had the klala. And say he was brought up with such a hashkafa. And after he came, he was able to transform himself from an eved that's arur into someone with blessing. He says, Boy Baruch Hashem. The Medrash says that from that moment and on, he turned from an Arur into a Baruch, and according to one Medrash, Avraham Avinu freed him. Says Pillar Plan, Ramosha Tikhutinsky, the Mashgiach and Slabotka says you can learn from Eliezer a Moyudika lesson. Sometimes people think that they're starting with three strikes against them. I don't stand a chance. How am I ever going to make it? Why even try? Why try not by this Hashem? Why try, you know, doing the Abayi? You know, I'm starting out, Mamish, totally lost. Eliezer Eved Avraham is starting out with 10 strikes against him. The klala itself is, you know, enough to incapacitate him. The klala plus the hashkofis and the hashkosa that he got with his family. And Afal Pikein, Eliezer was able to lift himself up and overcome these hardships and become a very chosh of a person. It says, Damesek Eliezer, Doyle Umashka Mitairis Rabbi Lacherim. He drew the water of Torah from his Rebbe and he gave it over to others. What was the success of Eliezer? So there's a Mayudik in Medrash. The Medrash quotes a Pasuk in Mishlei. Eved Maskil Yimshail. An intelligent Eved will rule Bevein Mavish on a son who is shameful. Eved Maskil Yimshail Bevein Mavish. An intelligent Eved could rule over a shameful son. Uvesech Achen Yachlek Nachla. And he can get an inheritance amongst the brothers. Who is this intelligent Eved? It's up to Medrash in this week's parasha. Eved Maskil Zeliezer. Who is the Eved Maskil? That's Eliezer. What's the intelligence of Eliezer? He said to himself like this. I received a klala. My family has a klala that we're going to be avadim. Maybe I'll be an eved to a kushi or to a barbarian or to an achzar. Or I have a chance to be an eved to Avram, who's a mura meyam. He's an elevated person. He's a spiritual person. So why should I take the chance of being an eved to some mushkis, to someone that's perverted? I might as well give myself over as an eved to Avram, and that way I will elevate my own life. And the chiddushim over here, Zach Rav Tikhutinsky, that no matter how low the person is, whatever matzav he's in, there's a koyach abchir over there to choose taif. With the klala, and with the legacy of Canaan, his zaydeh, he was able to make the choice. I'm going to be an Eved anyway. I might as well be an Eved to the right thing. So the Or Gedal Yohu says about this Medrash, he says, we're all Avodim like Eliezer. Because of the klal of the chait of the Eitz Hadas, Odom Lomol Yulod, this world is a world of Nisyonis, this world is a world of hardship. We have a choice. What are we going to be Omel for? What is going to be our Ikar Avodim? Is it going to be the futility of the world, the Hevel Avodim of the world? Or is it going to be the Nitzchias, you know, Taira, Avodah, Gilas Chasadim, Tefillah. Is it going to be that? We have that power of choice the same way Eliezer Eved Avraham had that power of choice. I want to say over a Moyudik Maisa that I saw. I don't know if I said it here. I don't think so. I just saw it not so long ago. Moyudik Maisa. Rabbi Galinsky said over, Rabbi Galinsky, Magid, from Nebrak, said over, he was a bacher learning in the Navardiki Yeshiva in Bialystok. It was mamash the outbreak of World War II. So the Rosh Yeshiva of Avram Yafin wanted to register the building by the government because he was afraid with the war, people will steal the building away. He wants to make sure it's registered. He never didn't know that there's not going to be anything to come back for afterwards. But at the time he thought, let me register it. When the war is over, we'll come back. But who's he going to send? He can't go there himself. He has to send the shliach to do it because he can't leave the yeshiva. The anti-Semitism and the violence was terrible against him. Who's he going to send? So Yaakov Galinsky was a bacher. He's a short bacher. You know, he's not so noticeable. And he'll send him. He'll be able to get around. So he sends him. Where's he going to get money to get there? Hashem Yazar. That's Navarra, because they were very, you know, they weren't afraid of anything. They weren't in the spoil. Hashem will help. Goes to the train station. And he goes around collecting money from Yidden there for a ticket to take him to Warsaw. He comes to the desk to buy a ticket. He says, there's no third-class tickets anymore because all the soldiers that were on their way to the front, they take up all the third-class seats. So he doesn't have money for first class. And he's thinking, you know what I'll do? I'll use the money. I'll buy myself a first-class ticket till the next stop. When I get to the next stop, I'll see you in there. I'll ask again for money, and then I'll go from one stop to the next until finally I make it to Varsha. He gets on the train, the first-class cars, like your mom, she's taking it in. He never saw such beauty. Nice curtains over the windows and cushioned seats. He's mamish nitshayach. And after he takes it, he buries himself in the safe, and the train starts going. Sitting there in first class was another guy with these big headphones. He was listening to something. In those days, they already had these old-fashioned Walkmans, I guess. He's sitting and listening to something with these big, you know, earphones. In the middle, the conductor comes in, or some shliach collecting the tickets. In the next car, there's a guy with his harmonica, playing his harmonica, and there's people gathered around to hear him playing his harmonica. So the guy collecting the tickets walks and says, what are you guys doing here? You know, there's a guy playing the harmonica over there, he's entertaining. Why don't you go over there? This guy has his earphones on, he doesn't hear. He says, what? He says, why don't you go to the next car? They're playing the harmonica. So he takes off his earphones, he says, you fool. I'm listening to a symphonic orchestra. Mama's a symphony in a child, the most beautiful music in the world. I have to be crazy to go to the next car, you know, and listen to some guy playing his harmonica. You think, you know, you're off your rocker. Puts his earphones back on. A couple of minutes later, the train stops in the middle. There was some dangerous thing and had to turn back. And he couldn't be Mekayim the Shlichus. So he comes back to Rabbi Avraham Yafin, the Rosh Yeshiva. He says, Rebbe, he says, I wasn't able to be Mekayim the Shlichus, but a Musa Shmuz I was able to pick up. He tells him over the story. He says, guys, say, I'm listening to the most beautiful music in the world. Why should I listen to this amateur harmonica player? So I was thinking, we're listening to the most beautiful music, the music of Abaya, the music of Rava, Ravina, Ravashi, the music of Teira Voidek, Milos Chasodim, the music of Nitzchias. So why in the world should I waste my time with music of amateurs of down here, which is futile, hevel havolim, it's futile of futilities? Why should I waste my time listening to that kind of music? This is the musr that he took from that ma'aseh, which is really what Eliezer Eben Avraham said. I have a choice, you know. With all of the strikes against him, I still have that koyach habechira, and he chose u'bachar to b'chaim, he chose the way of life, of nitzchiyazdika life. The Achrei Kein, and after this, after Avraham Avinu handled with the Bnei Ches, with Ephraim, Kover Avraham as Sora Ishtoi, El Ma'oras Soda HaMachpeva. After all of this, Avraham Avinu buried Sora, his wife, in the cave of the Machpeva. There's a Nifla de Gezayra Kodesh over here. Nifla de Gezayra Kodesh. Zayra Kodesh says that when Avraham came to put Sora in the Ma'orah, Adam and Chava got up. He said, we're not staying here. So what says? He says, it's not enough that we have to suffer the embarrassment of facing HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of the chait of the Eitz Hadas. Now you're bringing Sora here. We have to face her also, that our deeds don't compare to hers. It's Bizeh Bizeyinus. The one that was Bizeyinus, now it's Bizeh Bizeyinus. So Avraham Avinu told Adam, don't worry, you know, I'll try and be mishtad, but you shouldn't have to suffer. Bizein, I'll daven on your behalf. So Adam goes in, Chava says, I'm not going in. You know, So he had to promise her also he's going to daven for her. And she was masking, she goes in, and that's why it says, the achar came. Not only after his discussion with the Mechais and with Ephraim, but after his discussion with Adam and Chava, he was able to bury them. From this is mashma that Adam and Chava were not on the same madrega. Sorry, maybe they were embarrassed of her. This is Yonis. There's a beferish Gemara in Baba Basra daf nun chesam et aleph. The Gemara says over there that one of the Amoraim, Rabbana, used to go around marking off graves, making white lines around them, so that Kahanim should not go anywhere near. So he went to the Marzamach Beila to mark off where the kever is exactly. But to do that, he had to go down into the caverns, into the rooms of the Ovis HaGoshim and the Imbais, and measure it and be able to figure out up on top where the Tumah is. So he goes into the room of Avram and Sarah. Eliezer Evan Avram is down there. He says, what are you doing here? He tells him why he's here. He says, good, you can go in. He asks for assistance from Avram and Sarah. Go in. Goes to Yitzchak and Rivka. Goes to Yaakov and Leah. And finally, he wants to go into the place where Adam and Chava are. So Baskol came out in a Shemayim and said, Nistakauta bitmustiukani. I allowed you to look at the form of my form. Bidyukani atzmai. For what I directly made, that's Adam and Chava, that you can't do. You can't go. So the Gemara says, I got a little glimpse of the heel of Adam Harishon, and it's brighter than the brightest sun. He gave off such a light. Right. But you see from this Gemara over here, that Adam and Chava were on a much higher madrega, you know. And he weren't allowed to go in there. You know, to Avram and Sarah, to Yitzchak and Rivka, he was able to go in. To Adam and Chava, no, that's already Yitzchak and Kapha, Shalach, Kodesh, Baruch. The Gemara says also, in that very same Gemara, that the entire world, in comparison to the way Sarah looked, is like a monkey compared to an Adam. And Sarah, in comparison to Chava, is also like a monkey. Now we're talking about tongues, not about physical beauty, we're talking about spiritual beauty. So what's the pshat? From this Zayir HaKadosh, it's mashma that they were embarrassed of Sarah, and from that Gemara, it's mashma they were on a higher madrega. So I once heard the pshat is we're talking about two different things over here. As far as the potential that they were endowed with, Adam and Chava most definitely had much more potential for greatness. They were mamish formed by the hands Kavi Yachal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Their Kiddusha was mamish and still directly by Hashem. So potentially, and the beauty, the natural beauty, spiritual beauty that they had was much greater than anybody else. But in the Lamaisa, Avraham Avinu and Sarah and the Avos HaKadoshim, they had to overcome the Siyanis. They had to overcome their limitations. They had more limitations than Adam and Chava. They had to work hard. Asara Nasyanis Nasnas Avraham Avinu and Sarah Yemein went along with that. And they had to do a cleanup act for the mess that Adam and Chava made. So in the Lamaisa, right, Avraham and Sarah are definitely greater. In potential, the amount of potential that they were given and that beauty, beside that, you weren't even allowed to look at Adam and Chava. That's how holy they were. But in the Lamaisa, in Madrega, they're on a much higher Madrega. Which is a Moedic lesson for us. The Chofetz Chaim used to say, that he said it about his generation, and Kal v'chaim, it's true about today's generation. He says in the later generations, with the little bit that we accomplish, we can be on a much higher madrega than earlier generations. Because in earlier generations, the air was purer. I'm talking about spiritually, there was a lot less tumah, there was a lot more kiddusha. And today we're living in a world of Hester Ponim, we're living in a world of darkness and a world of sheker. And despite the fact that there's so much sheker and darkness, the little bit that we do, we're able to overcome that sheker. That way we're on a much higher madrega than previous generations. So in Bekayach, in the actual level of Kedusha, they were higher. But in the schar that we get, and even in madrega, it's Yitachin, we're not able to see it. For states of today, you don't have people anywhere near the madrega of earlier generations. But Lamaisa by HaKadosh Baruch Hu is definitely more chashuv than the previous generations. This is what the Chofetz Chaim used to say. And really you see it from this chazal over here. Avram zokein bo vayomim, v'Hashem beirech es Avram b'koil. Avram was a zokein going on in days, and Hashem blessed Avram with everything. There's a Gemara in Masechtas Bava Kama Dav Tzadik Zayin Amid Beis that says, Madbeya shel Avram v'Sara. It was a coin of Avram and Sara. What did it look like? Zokein uzekeinu mitzad echa, an old man and an old woman on one side, bachur b'sula mitzad shein. So what does that represent? So I saw a pshat from Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, the tzaddik lebracha, and he used to say it by chasnas when he spoke to the chasn and kallah. He says, this coin of Avram and Sarah, on one hand, it was a young boy and a girl. You flip it over, right away, there's an old man and an old woman to teach you that a person can get old very quickly. You know, time flies, and before you know it, you know, you think you're young, and you think you're full of that kayak with all those things, like the flip, you know, before you know it, you become a zaken. And that teaches you that you have to utilize your time to its fullest. Because don't take life for granted. Yeah, I still have time. You get yourself used to bad habits and not utilizing your time, then before you know it, like the flip of a coin, you become a zaken and a skein, and by then already you don't have the kayakas anymore. By then it's already too late. That's a lesson that young people have to know. The second thing they have to know is that they are following in the footsteps of elders. Avram, Sarah, they paved the way for us. So, Yitaka, Bachru, Basul, Nitzad, Echad. But you have to know that you have to follow in the ways of the Zakenim. And we were left, unlike Kenan that left his children the legacy that he left them, we were left the legacy of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yankiv. That's a tremendous Yerusha that they left over for us. Or Chaim HaKodesh, at the end of the parasha, says the following. It says, the pasuk says like this, Vayitein Avram, es kol asher lo li Yitzchak. Avram gave all of his belongings to Yitzchak, b'levnei ha-pilakshim, and to the sons of the concubines. He married other women. Some people say it's referring to Hagar, other people say it's referring to other women. Asher l'Avram, Nosan Avram Matonais, he gave them presents. By Yishalchem al Yitzchak b'no, he sent them away. You know, as he wanted to show them, Yitzchak is the Iker, and you go away. By Denu Chai, when he was still alive, Kedma to the east, El Eretz Kedem. The Rishbam says, why did he send them there? He must have had interests over there, financial interests, and Nachlas, and he sent them there. You Yarsin, whatever I have over there. But over here in Eretz Yisrael, they have no Yerusha. But the Torah does not mention a word about what did he give Yishmael. It doesn't say he gave anything to Yishmael. So, Ne'apilachim, that's the children of the women that he married afterwards. But the Yishmael does not say a word. Zok to Arachayim HaKadosh, that it did not mention Yishmael. Why? Because Yishmael does not own anything. Because Yitzchak Avinu owns Yishmael. Yishmael is an Eved. He was the Hagar, was a Shifcha Kenanis. Hagar was the Shifcha Kenanis of Sarah. So she's a Shifcha Kenanis, so the son that she had is an Eved. And Yitzchak, who was the son of the mistress Sarah, he owns the Eved. Mashakona Eved Kona Rabbah. And therefore, it's not shy to give anything to Yishmael, because whatever he has really belongs to Yitzchak. Or Chaim HaKadosh is at the end the following lashon. The following lashon, v'yesh yoyim lokel oyoyim. There will be a day for the awesome Rabbeinu Shloim, mishpat yasa, when he's going to make judgment. V'yakir nikne lekainov. And who is the one that's the nikne, the one that's acquired, and who is the one that's the owner? That will be nisgala. You know, loss of love, which means even though nowadays, unfortunately, we're suffering at the hands of Yishmael, you know, the mamash, they're all over. You know, Yodhe Bakoil, it's mamash literally all over. There's a scare of terrorism all over Magmazim. He says, now we're living in the darkness of Sheker. But loss of love, the day of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come. When the true Mishpat comes, then we'll see who the owner is and who the Eved is. And this sheds light a little bit on the tremendous sinner that Yishmael has towards us. It's you know. The state of Israel is willing to help everybody out over there. Just be friends with us. They're offering everything. They have technology and they're so advanced. They're willing to help the Palestinians. They're willing to help everybody. Just let's make up. They're not willing to do it. The sinner there is Mamish Lamailam and Ateva. But according to this among Moshe's light, it could be that subconsciously they recognize that they are the Avodim, you know, and that we really rule over them, and they have that inner fear that eventually that's going to come to light and they're going to talk to the Avodim to us. We should talk to be Zoycha to those days. Have a good Shabbos, everybody.
It's not subconscious.
What?